Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January the 11th, 1952, readers of the Advocate newspaper learnt about the electricity shortage the island was experiencing. The Advocate newspaper tells us that the Barbados Electric Supply Corporation was experiencing a myriad of electricity issues. Consequently, the corporation had a meeting where they met with members of the Chamber of Commerce to discuss those issues. It was at this meeting where its representative, the Honorable H.A. Cook, revealed that the company had plans for two big installations which would improve service delivery, but those installations could not be effected under 2 years. Outlining the severity of the electricity shortage and the implications that such an issue posed, the representative, the Honorable H.A. Cook, disclosed that there were now 400 applications on the company's waiting list for services which the company could not fulfill. He noted that these matters had been brought to the immediate attention of the directors of the company, assuring the members that they were quite sympathetic to the consumers who were unable to obtain a service. The Honorable H.A. Cook went on to inform the members that the position in which the electrical supply company had found itself in with regards to the generating plant was a very difficult and precarious one. Explaining the difficulties the company was experiencing, Cook relayed that the company in 1942 had made application to the government for permission to place orders in England, but that application was turned down. The company, unwilling to accept the denial of permission, pressed the governor, who eventually intervened and granted permission to order an additional plant. They made an order for 4 new generating sets of a bigger type than that used hitherto. Prior to the arrival of these new sets, the company had no trouble. But with the arrival of these new sets, the company faced unforeseen difficulties and none of the engines were working up to capacity. He further relayed that where new houses were being built in England, the current was connected, but at times load shedding was put into place. Load shedding is a controlled shutdown of electricity in a specific area to balance the supply and demand for electricity. It's just like a blackout. It is a last resort measure that's typically undertaken when demand for electricity is higher than the supply. With this, members of the Chamber of Commerce emphasized the adverse effects and the impact that the present conditions were having on the establishment of new industries and the community at large, noting that there can be no industry without power, none. The members also stated the high unemployment that will also arise owing to the lack of current. Another option discussed in the late 1950s was to establish a nuclear power plant, but this high-risk venture was shelved after 2 years of debate in favor of a large generating station that would be placed at Spring Garden.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.